Well, good morning. It is, what is it? 8:25. Oh, really? Holy crap. I didn't realize it was that late. It is 8:25 a.m. on Thursday, September the 23rd, 2021. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's correct. I got a street sweeper truck going to come by here in a second, so I'm going to step off to the side. Let them go by. All right, so I listened to the source of my mic test from the other day. I'm using the new mic today, by the way. And I listened to the source. And I listened to all of the noise artifacts. And I discovered that they're not random. It was kind of a shock. They are not random. And what they sound like is radio interference from either the Bluetooth or the Wi-Fi or something in the phone. And they always happened in the same pattern. That pattern got munged up in my post-processing, but in the original it's very clear. There's a kind of a crackle sound followed by, and I don't know how many of them, but there's like six or eight tick, 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 tick sounds. And then there's a pause, and then it repeats. To me, that's something going on in the phone. It's not the microphone, it's not the connection, they're not random. Because the same pattern repeats over and over and over and over and over. There's a little gap in between. So I put the phone on airplane mode, which in theory should stop it from querying, should stop it from trying to find a signal, from trying to scan for Wi-Fi hotspots, all the rest of that stuff. Kills the Bluetooth, all of it. We'll see if this comes out any better. I did notice, I talked to Dave, and I went to one of his North Pond monologues, and his has, if you listen real close, he has the same kind of tuck, 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 tuck every once in a while. It's real faint. It's a lot less obvious than in my raw footage, in my raw audio. So, if my mic is flawed, his mic is flawed. For a while, I thought it was a breakdown between the audio coming in, the rate of the audio coming in on the microphone, and the rate that the device was able to deal with it, because sometimes you get a similar crackle artifact when you're listening to audio on a PC when the audio drivers aren't able to keep up with the data stream. And so two or three of the data packets, the audio packets will get jammed together and cause a snap or click or crackle. And when I first heard this, that's what I thought I was hearing. I thought I was hearing that kind of crack. But they aren't random. That was the thing that I noticed this morning when I was listening. I put in my wired headset. I cranked up the audio from the other day and listened to it direct from my phone. And it was really clear. They are not random. So maybe this will work. Maybe it won't. Maybe I'll go back to the wired headset. Evan Thomas reminded me that, you know, you could always use your Bluetooth earbuds if you wanted to listen. Yeah, I forgot about that. I actually have a couple sets of Bluetooth headphones, and they both work with this phone. I just... Yeah, okay. Anyway, moving on. It's a weird chemical smell. If the street sweeper did go by here, the road's still wet, so maybe that's what it is. Wet dust. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Morning. Yesterday, I ran into a bit of a bind in the morning, and that I noticed late Wednesday, Tuesday night, that I had a timer running, a two-day timer in For the Words. And once you get a timer quest going, the only way to stop it is to either finish it, lose it, or abandon it. And I didn't want to do lose it or abandon it. Another street sweeper, if you can't tell by the sound. He's going in the same direction I am, so he's going to be around for a while. Anyway, so Tuesday night, about 8:30. I noticed this thing, and I'm panicked because I've got to write 3,500 words or so. It's like 3,200 words before 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Now, that's 3 hours. I only need 3 hours, 3.5, of actual writing to get that many words. So it's like, okay, I should be able to do this. And I tried to write some words Tuesday night. And I got a few. Not enough to worry about. I'd already taken my evening medication, so I was already groggy. I was at my end of day, to say nothing of end of wit. And I said, okay, to hell with it. I'm not going to bed. So I went to bed and got up and started grinding. And I had to get 3,000-ish words. It might have been like 28 or so, I don't know. And the clock was ticking. The pressure was intense. It was horrible. And I finally did it. I wrote enough words to satisfy the timer. It was like 2,200 odd words. Oh, here comes that street sweeper again. Give him some space here. sure I needed a really sensitive microphone to pick that up. Just saying. Anyway, I finished the timer with 6 minutes to spare. There were 6 minutes left on the clock when I turned it in. Jeez. And by then the day was like pretty much gone. I realized it was only like 5 minutes past 10. It really wasn't a hot day yesterday. I didn't get out. No excuses, I just said no. But what I planned to do was to spend the afternoon playing, because one thing I have not done for a couple of weeks now is spent any time playing. And I really felt the need to shoot something. It sounds terrible when I say it like that. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I really wanted to shoot something. I was tempted to start a new pass through Skyrim. I have some mods that I like. I have some strategies that I enjoy. One of my favorite strategies is to train up backstab and invisibility, which is something of a challenge because they're relatively high level skills, so you have to sort of dub around with other skills until you can get them in place. But then invisibility in one hand and a really good dagger in the other. And then when you're invisible and sneaking, you always hit the backstab for the bonus. There are very few things in the game that you can't just sneak up on and stab to death once. My wife laughs at me. Backstabbing dragons. Backstabbing giants. Where's the challenge? The challenge is all of the stuff I had to do to get there. And I could just go play. Like doop doop doop. Let me sneak up on you. Bang. Dead. Cast invisibility. I'm invisible again. Nobody can see me. Let me sneak. Let me hide. Let me crouch. And I have a bow. I smith up a bow to 1600 points, and then sneak backstab. You get the sneak damage on a bow. It's pretty awesome, and you add it to all of the equipment bonuses. Yeah, it takes the worry out of being close. Let me just say that. But I'm about halfway through Mass Effect 2 with an engineer. Ark, ark. Bark, bark. It's okay. I'll keep going. I can see his little muzzle sticking through the fence. Bark, bark, bark. So I went back in. In spite of the fact that I know I'm going to hate the ending, because I do hate the ending of Mass Effect 3. But it's a good game for taking out my frustrations and aggressions. It's like, okay, I did the Thane Krios recruitment mission yesterday afternoon. And this pass is only like, I think characters like level 17. I think I made level 17 yesterday afternoon, which is about halfway to level 30. I don't know if I can get to level 30 on a single playthrough. I don't remember. But in the middle of the afternoon, I was supposed to have gone to a CIFWA meeting, and I completely spaced it out because I don't have CIFWA email on my phone, which means I don't have the CIFWA calendar on my phone, which means I don't get reminders unless I'm looking at the computer that I have dedicated to CIFWA work. And I had to take our new cat to the vet. I don't know if I've mentioned the new cat. About, I say 2 weeks ago, somewhere in that time frame. My kid, who works as a vet tech, brought home a young cat. Not exactly a kitten, apparently 8 or 9 months old, who had been turned in at the vet's office, found in a box with an older female cat, presumably the cat's mother. And when they got the cat, they realized the cat was really sick, had some sort of fluid build up in its body cavity, no owner. But the vet did some pro bono work on the cat, and they drained all of the extra nastiness out of him. And my kid brought the cat and some medicine home to see if she could keep him from dying. The first night, she wasn't sure he was going to make it until morning. And now, not only did he make it till morning, he's thriving. He's doing well. He's our new cat. I knew as soon as the cat was coming, came home, that the cat was never going to go away. There were some noises made about trying to find a new home for him, but that was never going to happen. So we have a new cat. I had to take him to the vet yesterday afternoon. And now he's pretty much ours. He's still being confined to the small room in the back of the house that is ostensibly my office, but which now has cat toys and kitty litter, and has turned into the new meeting area for my house because everybody wants to go in and sit with a cat. He's still very skittish. He's still very scared. The other cats come and sniff under the door. They can smell him in there. He calls to them, and sometimes they'll come, sometimes they won't. He's a very vocal boy. So yeah, yesterday got kind of munged up. Today, 8:45, I'll be home by 9. If any luck, I could practically get my... If I go in and sit down and focus, I can probably get my words before lunch, which would let me have the afternoon off again today, which would be good. So anyway, here we are, coming up out the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.